The United Nations High Commission for Refugees says it has reports that Daesh terrorists have held up to 3,000 people fleeing from their villages to the Iraqi city of Kirkuk. The UN Refugee Agency says 12 of those who were arrested have been killed by the Takfiri group. U.S. President Barack Obama says he cannot trust Russia for military cooperation to end the war in Syria. Obama says Washington, Moscow rather, will show itself as an irresponsible actor in the world if the ceasefire does not work out in Syria. Russia has so far conducted airstrikes against foreign-backed militants in the war-torn country. Saudi Arabia and its allies have defended several cases of deadly airstrikes they conducted on Yemen. A probe by the Saudi-led forces claims armed militiamen were present in the markets, clinics, and a wedding ceremony targeted by the air attacks. Meanwhile, a UN report suggests Saudi Arabia has numerously violated international humanitarian law. The Australian government has suspended its aid to the Palestinian territories through the international charity organization World Vision. The decision came after Israel charged the Gaza director of World Vision, Mohammed Al-Halabi, for allegedly diverting the funds to Palestinian resistance movement Hamas. Halabi's family has denied the charges. The Green Party of the United States has criticized the country's two-party system and called it unfair. The party called the Democratic nomination process rigged and noted that it's one of the main reasons people across the U.S. are joining the Green Party. Brazilian police have rallied in the capital, Brasilia, to protest against the governor of the city. The demonstrators say the city governor did not fulfill an election promise of pay raise for the force. Tensions are high as corruption allegations against authorities have led the country into a political turmoil. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has criticized U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's rhetoric, calling him a hate preacher. Steinmeier says Trump belongs to the emerging band of those who play on people's fear. The Republican candidate is accused of racism, bigotry, and misogyny. And a DHL cargo jet plane has slid onto a local road after offshooting the runway at an airport northeast of Italy's Milan. The crew escaped safe from the incident. Bad weather was reported as a cause of the crash. The airport was temporarily shut down following the incident.